everybody, and welcome to the first episode ever of Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. My name is, you guessed it, Missy, and I am your new go-to tech girl. All those burning tech questions that you have, I'm here for you. You've got questions? Heck, I've got answers. A little bit about myself before we get started. I am a mom of two precious little girls, but I'm also a professional photographer and have been for the past 3 years. Now, being a professional for that amount of time, I've just gained a lot of experience and a lot of understanding of the way the world works, the way technology works. And I felt that after 3 years, it was just really time to give back. And that's exactly what I'm doing here. I will be on the Bagel Tech Network. That's a mouthful, isn't it? You gotta be careful when you say that. I will be on the Bagel Tech Network once a week. So send all of your questions to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. The more the better. I promise to get through as many of them as I can. Allow me to help you. Shall we get started? Let's. Now, my first question comes to me from New York City. That's kind of far away. The question reads, "Dear Missy, I think it's a great idea that you're finally helping people with all technology and sure hope you can help me." That's a given. I recently bought a new laptop which has interchangeable covers. One pink, one blue, one green. That's fun. And one which is candy stripe red. Oh, that's like a rock star design. The boys in the office are making fun of me. This is my Missy disapproving look. Making fun of me with their gray machines, and I wanted some fashion advice to make my laptops pop. Oh, I love pop. Can you help me, please, from Uncoordinated of New York City? Oh my goodness. Well, I believe very, very strongly in accessories and fashion, and I think that they go hand in hand with technology, and anyone who tells you that they don't really doesn't have a firm grip on the subject. People judge what we know by our accessories. And I really feel that to fit in today's workplace, your laptop covers, even your cell phone covers, goodness knows your camera straps, really should match your outfit. Let me let that sink in for just a minute. Do you feel me? You know, if you get up, like right now I'm wearing this kind of pink sweater. Well, do you think I would have a laptop cover if I was taking it into the office that clash with my sweater? Heck no, appearance is everything. That's what people are gonna look at first. So Uncoordinated from New York City, you just keep coordinating, girl. And the world's a better place for it. Let's move on to question number two. Let's see, "Dear Missy, I know the tech world was thrown into mayhem in 2000 with the Y2K issue." Gosh, I kind of remember that. Yeah. I kind of do. Is there another Y2K which I should worry about? Or what about the Mayan thing I'm reading about? Is this another issue that I have yet to understand? Confused of Nashville. Confused of Nashville, you know what I have yet to understand? Why Taylor Swift was cast in the upcoming production of Les Mis as Ebonine. Forget Y2K and the Mayan calendar. What the heck's with that? Whose decision was it? Were they throwing a few back when they made that decision? Sorry, I didn't mean to go on my own little Missy rant. Let's get back to your question, shall we? Y2K was a little scary. To be honest with you, I wasn't really sure what was going on with it. I knew a lot of people were worried that their computers and stuff would just stop, you know, kind of like run out of batteries or something. But it wasn't a big deal, right? It was not a big deal. Nothing happened. Everything was okay. And as far as the Mayan calendar, you know, I think what's up with the Mayans, I think that there was just some dude who was in charge of writing the calendar, and he got tired. I mean, everything stops. Even the Great Wall of China had to stop. I mean, there has to be a stopping point. And really, when you've been working on that calendar for that long, I know how long it takes me to run actions on all of my wedding photos. I can't imagine writing a Mayan calendar. I think he just got tired. And I think we're just making a whole lot of nothing. You know, we're just getting our knickers in a wad over this whole, you know, Mayan thing. Oh, heck no. Just go get yourself a coffee and relax. It's all good. Shall we move on? Let's see. Third question. Dear Missy, I recently went to a store to have my PC checked. Use a PC? Well, hey, I don't even need to read the rest of the question to tell you what the problem is. Okay, let's do it, though. And I found it had a virus. I was told that I should look into prevention rather than cure. My question is there a spray or a furniture cleaner which can stop this from happening again? Oh, now, he didn't leave his name, but he might be a little embarrassed. What with this being a virus question and all? You know, here's my suggestion. If your computer gets a virus, it's terribly uncomfortable, I know. But if you have experienced a virus just once, you're gonna wanna put these bad boys on before you start touching that keyboard again. Prevention is the name of the game. It's so much easier to prevent than to cure. Am I right? Can I get some rubber glove knuckles? You know I'm right. If you've experienced it once, you know Costco, go to Costco. I get all my prints done at Costco anyway. While you're there and you're picking up your portrait orders, grab a pack. They come in like 100. And just use those when you type and when you edit. You're gonna be so much better off for doing it. For today, I think that's about all we have down the pike. Remember, this is our first show, and I cannot wait to get all of your questions. Remember to email me. No question is too small. No question is too silly. It can be about technology. Heck, it could be about life. Isn't it amazing how often those two just kind of come together into one question? Remember, my email address is bageltechmissy@gmail.com. Gosh, I sure hope you guys learned a little something today. Thanks for spending time with me. I look forward to next week. And until then, I send you lots of tech kisses and love. Bye.